You are here to spread the good news of the religion of the Aquarian Age and are meant to share it through the media that are the gift of this age for you and your world. There is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one country, the whole of Mother Earth. There is only one race and chosen people, the whole of humankind. There is only one gender, who is androgynous, whole and holy. There is only one language, the language of the heart. And there is only one God, the God of love, the great Father, mother of all life and I, their only born son, daughter. We are one holy Trinity, who is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. Recognizing whether the above is speaking the truth is not difficult for those among you who once took part in the ancient Egyptian religions or any that reached even deeper into antiquity. The only things human beings have ever been able to take with them, when leaving another earthly lifetime behind, is what they have gained in wisdom and understanding. This is how many who are presently taking part in earthly life have brought knowledge of the ancient wisdom with them. Yet, on the debit side of your spiritual bankbook, such credits are accompanied by unpaid karmic debts from those long gone by days. If this applies to you, your present earthly sojourn will be offering you plenty of opportunities for balancing your spiritual account. This is why you were drawn to spiritual service in the first place. Whenever you encounter parts of the ancient wisdom, you feel its calling from deep within you and need no convincing that they are speaking the truth. Having once seen into and experienced that which is invisible to ordinary earthly eyes and minds, you just know. White Eagle on the Power of Thought, Part 11. Do not despair about the state of your world. Rays of wisdom, healers and healing, the very best of White Eagle, the power of thought, do not despair about the state of your world. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of guides that appeared in A Time to Remember Stella Polaris, October, November 2008. We shall never tire of drawing your attention to the fact that thought is the most powerful creative force of all life and of humankind's urgent need for learning to control its thinking. This is because each one of you possesses the same creative principle that is in God. This knowledge lays the instrument for creating the right kind of vibrations and for controlling the cells and atoms of their physical body in everybody's own hands. All who are presently taking part in the school of earthly life have been granted the gift of another lifetime, so that they may learn how to use this power for good and wholesome purposes only. Deep within every human soul rests the divine urge to create a life that is free and holy, happy and healthy, joyous and loving. This means an existence in which everybody gives of their best and renders loving service to the whole of humankind and its world, whilst never losing sight that the world of spirit and light is your true home. If you would like Mother Earth to become a more beautiful and peaceful place, in your mind start creating these conditions straight away. Use every spare moment to focus your thoughts on the world in which you would like to live. You can do nothing better to help it become a reality in earthly life. When you refuse to allow any other ideas about this theme to enter your consciousness, your hopes, dreams and aspirations have the power to not only raise your own vibrations but also those of your whole world. Show your trust in God's great plan of life by reminding yourself frequently that you and your world are resting safely in the loving hands of God and the angels. This is one of the best ways of applying the constructive forces of creative thinking to your own life. Never allow your thoughts to drag you down and do not give in to feelings of being incarcerated on the earth plane, because your thoughts are free to go anywhere they please. Traveling faster than the speed of light, wherever you direct them they can instantly reach even the farthest and remotest corners of the whole of creation. The moment you think about a place, you are instantly there. And when your thoughts are used in the right way, they have the power to release not only yourself but the whole of humankind from the darkness of its false beliefs, superstitions and prejudices about the purpose and meaning of their existence. Most important of all, do not despair about the state of your world or dwell on the negative aspects of any situation. If you believe that much good can come out of whatever you see and that the best is yet to be, you are helping to bring it about. And refuse to be dismayed by the darkness of spiritual ignorance of the people around you. Instead, do all you can to shine the light of your knowledge into it. Cultivate love, compassion and tolerance towards everybody, as everybody is your sibling in the family of humankind, and also for all other life forms that share your beautiful planet with you. Whatever you do, always bear in mind that every bad and negative thought that goes out into the universe adds to the sum of the ones that are already there, and that the same is true for good and positive, kind and understanding thoughts. God has a great evolutionary plan for the whole of creation, as well as for humankind and each individual human being in it and your world. As soon as you have become aware and accept that there really is a wise higher reason behind everything that happens on the earthly plane of life, thinking in constructive and positive ways becomes easier for you. By firmly believing in the final good outcome of everything, you are serving the evolutionary progress of your race, your whole world and the rest of creation, and are raising its consciousness. Even the smallest contribution any one of you makes to this end is of the greatest value and importance. Golden opportunities for balancing their spiritual bank account are presently offered to all who are presently taking part in earthly life. That is why you are likely to encounter many hurdles that get in the way of your progress. No matter how hard and difficult a task at first may appear to be, remind yourself that hand in hand with God and the angels, crooked corners can be made straight, and all conditions and outstanding issues, your own and those of your world, can be resolved and healed. Then forge ahead and never give up hope that eventually every one of your karmic debts is going to be paid and you will be free to move on to serving God in a different function somewhere on the higher levels of life. Keep on keeping on with faith and trust in your heart that all will be well in the end for the whole of your race and its world, as well as you. And that is sure to happen in the not too distant future. You are never alone. We are doing all we can to support each one of you to fulfill the special task for which you were created. Everything you truly need will always be coming your way, without you having to ask for it, because we know what it is better than you do at times. Please affirm, all of life is flowingness, and in this flowing, there is meaning and law. I trust God's great plan of life, and my own within it. Therefore, I cannot lose what is my own, and I need not seek what is my own, for what belongs to me will come, and whatever goes does not belong to me. Only what I am his power. And everything I need is rightfully mine. It is drawn to me and will appear at the right moment. Knowing this, I give up all personal struggle and ambition. I let go and trust the inner guidance of my highest self and the universal forces to show me the way and run my life for me. We, your friends and helpers in the world of light, your true home, will never leave you stranded anywhere. The door to our realm is always open to those whose loving thoughts are seeking contact with us. A warm and loving welcome awaits them. Our task is to help as many people as possible in your world to become aware of the power of their thoughts and the urgent need for learning to control them. This cannot be done without your assistance. We need you as much as you need us. So please support us by sharing your knowledge with those around you. Do this by whatever means is available to you, especially the internet, one of the most precious gifts the Aquarian Age has bestowed upon you. If you use it for the highest good and greatest joy of all humankind, you cannot go wrong. We are with you, all the way. God bless each and every one of you. White Eagle on the Power of Thought. Part 12. Good Thoughts. Rays of Wisdom, Healers and Healing, the very best of White Eagle, Good Thoughts, The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in The Triumph of Spirit Over Matter by Anna Hayward in Stella Polaris, April, May 2018. God is as much with you as you are with God, and the same powers that are in God are also in you. As good and kind, constructive, loving and positive thoughts have their origin in your higher or Christ nature, they are God thoughts. Not many in earthly life are as yet aware of the vital importance of changing their thought patterns to this mode. When you do, with the passing of time, your physical body transforms itself into a celestial body that is the dwelling place and temple for the living God within, the Jesus part of your being. The more you use and apply the power of thought to your own life, you are not only recreating your whole being, and you are also doing your share of transforming your world into a more pleasant and agreeable place for everybody. Goodwill is the white healing magic of the universe. Good, kind and loving thoughts are Christ thoughts. When your actions and reactions to the events of your daily life have their origin in such thoughts, everything you do is a Christ action that flows from the heart of the living God within you into your world. And that is the only right way of living for aspiring healers and light bringers, because good actions are the spontaneous reaction to good thoughts. Your thoughts decide your actions, and the vibrations of your physical body are speeded up by them, and that is true for each spoken as well as written word. And whenever more of you are conducting their lives in keeping with this knowledge, the whole of your planet will gradually become not only more beautiful to look at but also to live upon, because its matter is changing into a finer, more delicate and ethereal substance. All matter in the whole of creation is in a constant process of spiritualization through that which inhabits it. White Eagle on the healing work. You are on the earth plane to learn how to tune the receiver, transmitter station of your earthly minds into the frequency of the universal Christ. We would like you to become aware of how important the efforts of every individual human being who is willing to do their share of bringing peace and healing to all of humankind and its world are. A great deal of selfishness in earthly life is caused not as much by willfulness as thoughtlessness. But the more you advance on the spiritual pathway of life, the more your need for assessing the value of every one of your thoughts, words and actions disappears. This is because once your heart has attuned itself to the highest, acting spontaneously in good, kind and loving ways is natural for you in every situation. Whatever tasks then present themselves to you, the love in our heart attends to them, and you find solutions that are for the highest good and greatest joy of all. Spontaneous goodwill and thoughtfulness, spiritually correct behavior and perfect balance between the material and spiritual aspects of life, that is what each one of you in earthly is ultimately striving for. And the more people come together and attune themselves to God's infinite love and the spirit of good, we, your siblings on the other side of the veil of consciousness, can use your groups as channels through which the goodness and kindness of the spirit realm increasingly flows. As nothing is as infectious as these things, open your hearts and souls so that the love of the Christ Spirit can flow into those around you and from there into the whole of your world. Once the power of thought is understood, it can be used by anyone to create a life that is filled with beauty and kindness, peace and harmony. This is because whenever you practice right thinking to help others by sending them constructive and positive thoughts only, the universal laws ensure that you receive more of the same in return. As everything one of you sends forth has to be repaid, good thinking therefore serves a double purpose. The more of you are doing these things, the speedier your whole world will be filling with the goodwill of universal love. This kind of love is no sickly sentiment but a potent force that is capable of raising humankind from the darkness of ignorance about its true nature and destiny into the light of consciously being aware of these things, as well as the duties they entail. This is how all of you are slowly but surely moving from experiencing the always brief and temporary realities of earthly life into the eternal realm of your spirit nature and the joys that are waiting for you there. All we can do is to give you broad outlines of the principles involved and the foundations upon which you yourselves have to build your new world. Knowing them empowers you to act as one of the pioneers and servers of the Aquarian Age. Never forget that your present thoughts, words and actions are vital building materials you will be using many times over in future incarnations on different planes and planets. You are not alone in your work. You may not be able to see us and not always sense our presence because doing so would not be good for you. This is for the simple reason that it would prevent you from bringing forth and developing your own inner strength and learning to trust your own capabilities when you are working hand in hand with God and us. But no matter what happens, rest assured that you never have been or will be on your own. Although you were not aware of it for a long time, for as long as you have been taking part in earthly life, you have always been holding on to the hand of your true brother, sister, the Universal Christ, who blesses each one of you and us with his, her presence. The importance of humor. If you do not wish to chain yourselves to the heaviness of the earth atmosphere, do not be too serious and solemn in all your encounters. At times be very still and quiet, but not without having the joy of the Spirit singing within you and the laughter of the Spirit on your face. We, your spirit guides in the world of light, have a good sense of humor and nothing gives us greater pleasure than hearing and seeing the joy of your spirit bubbling up in you. We encourage happiness, zest for life and a sense that whatever is happening in your world is right because it fulfills a wise higher purpose. Make an effort to cultivate a sense of humor to enable you to treat as amusing that which otherwise would irritate and annoy in your human siblings. Be understanding, feel with them and do not allow their foibles and shortcomings to fill your mind with darkness. Instead, cast the warming beam of humor onto these things and turn them into light. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in Stellar Polaris under the heading, Sayings of the Gentle Brother, Simplicity. We, your spirit guides and helpers are with you always. We are looking at all happenings in earthly life with love and humor. Oh yes, we have a good sense of it. That is what you need with the kind of work we are doing. Mind you, our humor is of the kindly type and we hope that with the passing of time yours will become ever more like ours. In any kind of situation you are sure to find it helpful to keep your heart smiling and your eyes twinkling, the way we are doing. The quiet mind, just laugh. If everything goes wrong, just laugh. Let your laughter have its fling and let go of things. Keep your vision on God and know that in the end everything is sure to come right. And that is the truth. The source of all our strength, enjoy fun. Life is not meant to be solemn, but filled with joy and laughter. Think of life as being eternal and that you, a tiny spark of that divine, are learning to walk a path that leads you to conscious reunion with your heavenly true parents. The ultimate goal of your existence is this union with divine love and peace, joy and, yes, fun. White Eagle, on festivals and celebrations. May we all cultivate a sense of humor, to enable us to see as amusing those things in humankind that would otherwise irritate and annoy us. Be understanding and feel with your siblings when something about them irritates and annoys you. Turn their darkness into light by casting the warming beam of humor into whatever it may be. Never forget that in humor, the same as in all things, it is necessary to be wise, so let yours only ever be of the kind variety. The White Eagle Calendar June 2017. We like to see you happy and joyous, loving the light and warmth of the sun, the beautiful colors around you and all other blessings that are constantly coming your way, for this is why the Great Father, Mother of all life created them. That is why we encourage you to spend what remains of your earthly days with laughter and kindness in your hearts towards all life forms that share your world with you. Look for the humorous side of the difficulties that exist in your world, and you will often find that they disappear quite magically. The following is the essence of a message from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in the White Eagle calendar March 2019. Nothing lightens the vibrations of your whole being as much as cultivating a good sense of humor. We like to see your happy smiling faces and how you refuse to deal with anything too heavily and seriously. Knowing that in earthly life all things pass away, that everything eventually has to come to its natural end, and that, in the fullness of time, God and the angels will be making all crooked places straight. Smile and let things take their course, just be. A vision to hold at this time. The following is the essence of two White Eagle teachings. The first one appeared in Stella Polaris August, September 2005. We, your guides in the spirit world, are seeing a glorious future for humankind, when injustices have been righted and all those present have learned the conduct their lives in keeping with God's laws and the way of wisdom. We perceive a natural and beautiful coming together of all nations who are united in one great family. The time is coming when your race has understood its responsibilities towards everything that shares its world, and especially the animal kingdom. An expansion of consciousness lies ahead when every human being will be capable of looking beyond the ends of their noses and even the astral planes to the celestial world, where the universal Christ with his, her angels and all other companies of the highest are dwelling. Those who to this day insist on holding other nations and their people in subjection will gradually be withdrawn from earthly life, and there will be an end to power seeking, dominion and empire building, persecution and warmongering. Everybody will be occupying their rightful place in the country that once was created for them by their own group spirit and soul. Although each country has its own, in the evolutionary process all of them will gradually merge into one great nation, and that is your whole world. There is going to be a growing sense of partnership between the countries in which everybody respects the culture of their neighbors whilst continuing to enjoy its own. This new world is ready and waiting for you beyond the veil that to this day separates your world from ours. Do not doubt and do not fear. Instead, live consciously in the company of God's angels and masters, and all other spirit friends and helpers. Do not be misled by the reasoning of your earthly minds and blindfolded by its reactions. They were given to you for good purpose and wise reason, and have their place because they provide you with the necessary balance between the earthly plane and the highest realities of life. On the wings of the spiritual knowledge we are bringing you, rise above and look beyond the realities of present existence to that which is truly important, namely that which lies behind it with its eternally true values. God bless each one of you with his, her vision and truth. From Stella Polaris, February, March 2008, Transmutation. When humankind fully recognizes its birthright, there will no longer be any wars, and no one will be subject to disease and poverty. Even death will be overcome when the Christ Spirit, the living God within, has achieved mastery over the cells and atoms of your physical body. In the days to come, the powers of the Spirit will be so highly developed that you will be able to read at a glance the thoughts of your companions. Yet, no one will be entrusted with this gift who does not yet know how to treat it with the reverence it deserves. We are explaining these things to help you understand that there is a great need for spiritual growth in every one of you, so that the finer gifts of the Spirit can eventually become yours. The more you work selflessly and from a loving heart, the more your vision and perceptiveness of the Spirit increases. In the fullness of time, the power to heal and all other talents the Master Jesus is said to have possessed in the legend of his life, will also be yours. the highest forces will then be using you as their channel, and a legend's prophecy will come true that even greater miracles than the ones he performed will eventually be worked, and that through each one of you. The final and complete overthrow of death is waiting for humankind. Each one of you will discover for themselves that there is no death and that there never will be any. We hear you ask. Do you mean no death of the physical body? But that would be against nature. What we mean is not death the way you know it today. When your small earthly self has surrendered itself completely to the Christ Spirit within and you have become a Christed one in your own right, a transmutation of the cells and atoms of your physical body takes place. This will move your whole being onwards and upwards to higher vibrations where decay like that of the earth plane does not exist. Updated March 2016. Considering that some of the earliest White Eagle teachings appeared as far back as 1937, it stands to reason that by now considerable progress in our individual and collective spiritual development has been made. Therefore, it is likely that we are a good bit closer to the above vision becoming a reality in earthly life. Christmas with White Eagle. A Christmas message from the World of Light 2014. White Eagle acted as their spokesperson and brought it to me as one of the Lodge's Monday thoughts. My most sincere and heartfelt thanks to all of you, dear friends, who made this communication possible. Happy Christmas to my worldwide circle of friends and spiritual family, too. Dear ones, we are bringing you our message of love, goodwill and a renewal of hope, faith and trust to all of you. We know each one of you personally and we appreciate how hard, demanding and unrewarding earthly life can be at times. We want you to know that none of you have anything to fear, because on the inner level of life we are one with you and we are always with you. Today we convey to you our best wishes and hope that this Christmas you will know the joy of the true Christ Mass, which extends over the whole period of the 12 holy days and nights. This is something that can only be experienced and never be described adequately in the words of any earthly language. Should you be on your own this Christmas, and also if you can escape, if only for a brief moment here and there, from the merrymaking of those around you, in spirit you will not be alone, you never are. You will be in the company of us, your friends and helpers who already have the honor of sharing the glory of the Christ life in the world of light. Your loved ones are very close to you at this special time of the Christ Mass, wherever they may be at present. When genuine love has ever existed between two people, there will never be any separation between their spirits. And now, turn your inner vision to the Christ Star, the highest star and the brightest light in the whole of creation, and pray that you may be used as a channel for bringing its healing and peace to your world. God bless you all, each one. Christmas message from the World of Light 2015. Today I would like to share with you the essence of a news flash from the White Eagle Lodge at Christmas, which contained a teaching that was given a long time ago. Bearing in mind the ever-quickening pace of our race's spiritual progress since this teaching first appeared, it has been updated to do justice to that which is happening on the inner and outer level of earthly life now. 2,000 years ago, a new legend was given to humankind. Its role was to act as a messenger for the events that would be taking place in the Age of Aquarius, which by now are increasingly becoming a reality of earth life. From the beginnings of human existence on this plane, in the days before Christmas and for some time after, the blessings from the highest levels of life have been pouring more powerfully than at other times into all aspects of earthly life. With each passing year, the inflow of the Christ energies has become more powerful. And today we have come to lead you in a meditation for this most holy event. We are here to celebrate with you the Christ Mass, the birth of the Christ, The awakening of the great light in all hearts is presently taking place in the realities of earth life and in ever more of you the divine spark of the universal Christ is stirring from its slumbers. The legendary figure of Jesus has been a herald of the coming of the great light. The story of his life has been but one of the many interpretations of the myth that have been surrounding this event. Each one of them was given to your world by us, the wise ones in the world of light. Throughout the ages, people have been celebrating the coming of the Christ in many different ways. Now imagine in your mind's eye that the heavens are opening and the Holy Mother with the Christ child in her arms enters your inner vision. What you are seeing is the Great Mother of all life,